26-5. Warsaw leads Concord at the end of one. Quarter number two will begin with Warsaw possession of the ball, again facing what looks like more of a 2-3 zone this trip. Bricker, left elbow, and a bumping foul can be called here against Lauren Smith for Concord. Her first, team's third. Will be out of bounds to the Lady Tigers on the baseline left. Bricker to throw it in from there. And she looks, gets it to Brooke Winchester, who's back in the game. Up the sideline to Bergen. Back in the corner for Peterson. Down inside for Winchester. Backdoor caught Bergen. Oh, she missed the left-hand layup. And the rebound is loose. And it's grabbed by Smith for Concord. And then, I don't know if she dribbled over and back or not. As it is, Concord advanced the ball. Kendall Taylor to Ragland. Not a Smith. She's trapped. Lobs up the sidelines, tipped and taken away. Bricker up ahead, Bergen. Bergen in from the left for two. Zoe Bergen has her first two of the game. And that makes Grandma Janet back in New Jersey very happy. We know you're listening, Grandma. We hope that you're doing well. We know that you're cheering hard for the Lady Tigers tonight. Pass across the top of the circle, taken away. Peterson down court, wide of Villema, and out of bounds. The numbers through the first quarter, Warsaw 10 of 16 for the field, 63%. 6 of 10 from three-point range, didn't attempt the free throw. Concord 2 of 8, 0 of 2 from the arc, 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 7 to 1. Bricker, top of the circle for the Lady Tigers with space. Walks to the foul line, shoots it, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Concord. Fish with the rebound. Here comes Ragland. Ragland to the near corner, Smith. Up the baseline. Inside, Fish put it up and got fouled. I'll tell you a funny story in just a minute. Zartman's going to get the foul. That's her first. Team's fourth. Every year before the first sectional game, I try to gather the girls together and give them a little pep talk. And basically, I just want to look them in the eye, and I want to see who's the most nervous, right? It's the free throw by Fish is up and good. And the girl who looked the most nervous was Brooke Zartman. She's the one I had to put my arm around to her, and I just reminded them that the most important thing to do at the first quarter of this game was to breathe, because sometimes when you're nervous, that's really hard. Fish made one, missed the second, Berg in the rebound for the Lady Tigers. And Brooke was the most nervous. She was the one that had a hard time looking up. Kick back out to the right, Winchester, into the right corner to Bricker. 6:20 left to play, first half. Out top, Zartman, 4-3, good. She keeps adding to that school record of three-pointers in a season. She has five in this game, 63 for the season. 31-6, Lady Tigers. Out top, this is Casey. Drives into a double team. Shot it, missed it. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Peels out and takes off running. Long skip pass ahead. Too far for Winchester and out of bounds. Lenny Krebs kind of tilts his head like, come on now. Good idea. Bad execution. Concord with the ball. Warsaw leading 31-6. 2 minutes gone. Quarter two. Fish pressure deep in the backcourt. Timeout called by Concord, it'll be another full timeout. 5:47 left to play, first half. It is Warsaw 31, Concord 6. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Concord ball after their third timeout of the first 10 minutes and 15 seconds of the game. The Minutemen get it across the line. Near side, Stilley holding against Winchester. Oh, Stilley picked up her dribble and traveled. She did. She changed her pivot foot. I wasn't sure if Brian Allen saw it or not, and I certainly was not going to say anything if he didn't or if he ignored it, because Stilley did it in such a way that was really very smooth. It looked like she did it on purpose, which she did, but that's traveling, and Warsaw's got the ball back, leading by 25 here early in quarter two. Zartman, right side, catch and shoot jumper, book it. Another three-pointer. Brooke Zartman's got 22 in the first half. And Warsaw leads 34-6. Across the line, Emmerich is trapped. Throws up ahead, and Casey throws it off the end line and out of bounds. Zartman had 23 against Indianapolis Ben Davis. She had 20 against Concord first time around. And Taylor back into the game for the Minutemen. Zartman will jog it through the center circle. Right now it's her world. World is living in it. Out top to Bricker. Bricker lobs to the right corner, tipped and taken away. Bad pass by Jocelyn, stolen by Taylor for Concord. Smith to the line, near side of center. Picks it up as she crosses the line. Cross-court pass to Emmerich. Emmerich now on the left side for Zilm. Her sister played a little bit of varsity and then got hurt fairly early in the season. Smith out top to Zilm. Zilm against Neely. Dribbles left into the corner for Emmerich. Pressured there by Bricker up the baseline all the way to the near side. Three on the way by Fish. It's good. That's her first field goal against Warsaw this season. She's got 4 points. In the lane, Neely couldn't get the little off-balance jumper at the left block to go. Rebound to Concord. 34-9 Lady Tigers at the midpoint of quarter number two. To the near side to Fish. By the way, for Fish, that's her fifth three-pointer this season. So not exactly their A option. Smith finally gets open against Zartman. Dribbles left-handed, backs her down in, turns and shoots. Winchester blocked her flat-footed. Zartman with the loose ball for the Lady Tigers. Zartman down the middle, flipped it back to Winchester. In transition for three, it's good. It's raining threes in here, and Concord does not have an umbrella. It's 37-9. 3.5 minutes left to play, first half. Up the far sideline, Emmerich throws it over Taylor's head and out of bounds. That'll belong to Warsaw. Villema in, Bricker out with 3:24 left. Raglan in for Concord. Northridge has seen enough. Doug Springer starting to load up the bus for Northridge to head back to Middlebury. Warsaw about to win for the 49th straight time against Concord. Winchester above the foul line, threw it to Peterson, who wasn't looking. It's loose, and we'll have a held ball, and the air belongs to Concord. It's a little confusing. The scoreboards here say home and guests. Warsaw is the home team, but they're putting up the Concord points on the home side. So the possession arrow, I thought, was pointing to Warsaw, but it was not. Villema with a steal on the wing. Then Peterson ran into traffic in midcourt and stolen by Raglan. Raglan to the free throw line. Back to an open Stilly for three. That's no good. Neely the rebound for Warsaw. Alexis takes off on the far side of center to the top of the circle. Left side to Peterson. Winchester. Right side to Villema. Back out to Winchester. Now back out to Villema. 2.5 minutes left to play. First half, Warsaw 37, Concord 9. Neely on the baseline. Pass inside, tipped and taken away by Concord. Ahead to Raglan. Raglan to the line and on across through the center circle. Now works her way left against Villema, and Villema won't let her come back to the middle. She's trying to hand off on the weave, but can't. Villema doing a great job. Backdoor pass, thrown out of bounds. We talk a lot about ball pressure and how that factors into team defense. And for my money, it is very underrated. If you're guarding somebody, it's a lot easier to guard who's trying to get open if the girl who's guarding the ball is all over her, and that is what we've seen a lot here from the Lady Tigers, especially in the second half of the season. 2:05 left to play in the second. Warsaw 37, Concord 9. Bricker at the top was going to turn and shoot it, but she was too far out. Steps in for an 18-footer and puts that in. Jocelyn with 7 points. And Warsaw leads 39-9. In the backcourt, Villema picked her pocket. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called. And two girls went for a tumble. Zartman and Raglan went for a tumble. Zartman's going to get the foul. Brooke with her second. I had the team for four or five out of bounds to Concord. It was funny. Raglan looked up at Zartman, and Zartman smiled and reached out a hand to help her up. And Raglan smiled back at her, and those two shared a moment. Fish down the left side of the lane. Zilm shoots off balance, no good. Rebound to Neely from the Lady Tigers. Down court at the block is Vilma to Egoff. Neely in the corner to Vilma. Back out top to Bricker, 1:20 left. Down to the baseline, Egoff. Back to Zartman for another three. No, not this time. And the rebound is grabbed by Casey for Concord. In transition, cross the line, Raglan. Raglan top of the circle. Backs away from Bricker, and Bricker ran right into her and knocked the ball away and took it down and scored. That's a slick of steal out at the top, as you will see, 41-9, 50 seconds to play first half. Raglan, near side for Zilm. Pressured by Neely. Out at the top, open was Casey, but didn't shoot it. 40 seconds. Stilley down to the baseline, caught by Zilm, shoots it up, shot an air ball. Egoff the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets far side, Bricker. Bricker in transition down to the right wing, throws it back out to Vilma. Vilma will walk it out to the center circle. Now Bricker will come to get it with 22 seconds. Warsaw will play for the final shot of the first half. Bricker in the center circle. Ball knocked away by Raglan. Bricker goes back to get it. 10 seconds. Bricker runs down the lane. Left corner, Vilma. Vilma skip pass across. Wide open Zartman for three. No. Rebound. Foul called. Neely had perfect rebounding position and got shoved off the baseline by Hayden Casey. That's her first. Should be out of bounds. It is, with 2.8 left. And Lenny Krabs is going to take time out here. This is a 30-second timeout called with 2 seconds left. We're going to keep it here. Lenny Krebs has a play he wants to run with Warsaw in the lead, 41-9. Warsaw on their way to their 18th win of the season and a date with Elkhart in the sectional semifinals on Friday. Game one, Northridge and Goshen. Game two, Warsaw and Elkhart. Coverage at about 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. Doug Springer and his bunch headed home. They got school tomorrow and 2 days to get ready for the Red Hawks. That'll be the first game starting at 6. Lady Tiger ball, 2.8 left. Vilma plays it in left baseline, tried to throw it inside. The ball was kicked by Stilley. So Warsaw will set up a different play. Vilma, got it inside. Bricker open, and she got hammered from behind, and a foul called on Cambria Zilm. They set up a different play with different action, and Bricker went right down the edge of the lane to the basket, got fouled. The free throw is coming up for Joss to put her in double figures. And Jocelyn's free throw is rolling in. Double free throws for Jocelyn, or double figures for Jocelyn Bricker for the 14th time in 23 games. And now for her 11th point, and that one's good. 1.4 left. Raglan will throw it as far as she can down the court, but it's off target. Warsaw with another dominating first half here at Concord. They lead the Minutemen at halftime, 43-9. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in game two, Warsaw 43, Concord 9. First half scoring for the Minutemen, Shelby Emmerich 3, Ashlyn Fish 4, and Hayden Casey with 2. For Warsaw, Abby Peterson 3, Zoe Bergen 2, Delaney Vilma 2, Brooke Winchester 3, Jocelyn Bricker already in double figures with 11, and the leader is Brooke Zartman, who had 22 first half points, including six three-point field goals in the first half of play. She is now the all-time three-point leader in a season for Warsaw girls basketball. She now has 64. Warsaw led it after one, 26-3. Outscored Concord in the second, 17-6, to push the lead up to 43-9. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Concord scored their first basket, their first points of the game at 3:02 of the opening quarter on that three-point play by Shelby Emmerich. It's been all Lady Tigers ever since. 43-9. Warsaw with the lead at halftime. The first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen are next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Concord, game two. Earlier, Northridge knocked Penn out 59-52. The halftime stats are brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Concord 3 of 13 from the field, 23%, 1 of 4 from three-point range. They were 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 16 of 27 from the field, 59%. They were 9 of 15 from three-point range. They were 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebound advantage to Warsaw, 14 to 5. The Lady Tigers with 4 offensive rebounds and 10 defensive rebounds. Concord with no second chances on offense. Turnovers, this has been the story all year. When Warsaw can force you into turnovers, they are crazy good. And that's what's happened here in the first half. Warsaw with 7 turnovers, Concord with 18 turnovers. And again, individually for Warsaw, Brooke Zartman, 8 of 11 for the field, 6 of 9 for three-point range, 22 points in the first half. That is one shy of her season high in a game, the freshman with 23 against Ben Davis back in early December. Also for the Lady Tigers in the first half, Jocelyn Bricker, another good half, 4 of 5 for the field, made her only three-point basket, made her 2 free throws to go along with 2 rebounds. Rebounding leader, Alexis Neely with 4 in the first half. Abby Peterson with 3 assists in the first half. She also had 3 steals. And again, you can just see everybody contributed something in the first half of play. You don't get to 43-9 with it being just one person. And it was not. It's been, once again, a collective group effort here on behalf of the Lady Tigers. And they come back out of the locker room 16 minutes away from a trip to the semifinals here on Friday. Those are the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. We start the third after these messages on News Now Warsaw.